Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, the chances still are very slim that the local guy actually gets taken. So when his name came across the board, I was just looking at the TV going, oh my God, because we did, like, Gibby in the other room, the producer, he knew what was going to happen before. So he was stone-faced, and we're all looking around because we didn't want to give it away. We didn't want to have any, like, anybody accidentally tip it off. So we were looking at the TV, and when Mike Hall Jr.'s name goes across the board, we're going, oh my God, they took him. I can't believe they took him. We had Catherine Rachin, who she was excited. Jim Schwartz was excited as he walked down the hallway. I'll tell you more of the background story coming up here in a bit because it's actually kind of cool. But I had to get on the phone. I had to text his coach because Mike Hall went to Streetsboro. The town was bustling over the weekend. Everybody in town, very exciting. Everybody at Jim's kitchen was probably losing it on Saturday morning. I mean, a whole big thing. And to talk about Mike Hall and his future with the Cleveland Browns, as well as a little bit of his past, because he's from, of course, Streetsboro, Ohio. Spent a year at Benedictine, came to Streetsboro. There he's a rocket. His high school football coach joins us on the show right now. Pete Thompson, head coach of Streetsboro High School, joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, no problem, fellas. Thanks for having me.
So what was your thoughts when you first saw that he was getting drafted by the Browns?
Much like I got a chance to see the video of you and the shock on your face, Kenny. It was similar. You know, I had a few people over at my house. My younger brother kind of went through the roof. He jumped through the roof in my basement and might have spilled his beer. But he was going crazy, and yeah, it was just kind of a shock. Quite frankly, a lot of teams had called me and contacted me through the draft process and done a lot of background, and I'd kind of predicted to my coaches and friends and family, I thought there was three teams probably that would take him in the second, late second, early third, and the Browns were not one of those. They didn't do a tremendous, obviously being local, I think they had other avenues that they could get background info on him. But I kind of thought the Texans, they had two second round picks. I kind of thought the Texans or the Rams. I know the Rams took a defensive tackle earlier. So yeah, the way the board started to fall there, I was like, yeah, but there was still some shock that he's going to be able to play, in his backyard.
But that's so interesting because obviously you are local. You would love the story of the kid coming home. Like, what would you say to certain teams? What a unique circumstance that would be for a local coach. Like, would you ever lie about a player just to make sure that a guy has a chance to stay home? Like, what would you do?
No, I don't think, you have to, it's the same thing with the recruiting process collegiately. You never want to lie to coaches because, you know, you lose that credibility. You know, I don't know when our next NFL player may be at Streetsboro, since Mike was the first ever to get drafted. But, you know, in the coaching profession, there is that sense of confidentiality and just honesty. But there wasn't anything, you know, bad necessarily that I could report on the kid. You know, for us, you know, he was not a problem at all for us. So, yeah, but that was a cool process, talking to some of those NFL front office guys.
Coach Pete Thompson,
last couple months.
Yeah, Coach Pete Thompson joining us right now on the hotline. So what are the Browns getting? You're someone who has a unique relationship with this player. Fans here, especially Buckeye fans that are Browns fans, all excited because we had a chance to watch him. He's never really been full-time. He had that annoying injury with the shoulder that, you know, he didn't mm-hmm. talk a lot about that certainly impacted one of his years. What are the Browns getting?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're getting someone who is, you know, athletically, you know, he's kind of unique there. You know, a kid who could, you know, he's 290 pounds, runs a 4.7. His get-off is even more explosive than that. I think his 10-yard split was, you know, akin to some running backs. So you're getting somebody who is, you know, I think he's a great fit for what Coach Schwartz wants to do. You know, I actually had the opportunity 2 weeks ago. Jim Schwartz was a keynote speaker at the Ohio State Coaches Clinic and, you know, talked philosophically about, you know, what he wants in a defense overall, but the defensive line, and it just, you know, obviously with, you know, Myles Garrett and Za'Darius Smith and some of the pressure they were able to put on last year, but now adding somebody on the interior, I think, you know, coming right in, you know, it certainly on passing downs, he's going to give the Browns a new element there as a three tech or even in there as the one tech and just collapse in that pocket.
Pete Thompson joining us on the show, Streetsboro head coach, who was Mike Hall's coach when he was in high school at Streetsboro High School. So he's only 20 years old, and I immediately thought of David Njoku, where David came in and he was happy-go-lucky. A lot of things changed. You know, he asked for a trade twice, and here he is 7 years later, and he is maybe one of the most – he's got to be one of the most beloved Browns but with the fan base since 1999. I mean, everybody loves him. And I
– Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look at Mike, and he's 20 years old. He's still local. Like, how much of a role do you and does everybody play with him in his maturation process here that he's local and he can still be around you guys?
Yeah, I think that, you know, he's got a, you know, beyond his, you know, he's got his mom and his older brother here. You know, he recently had a child, so he's a father now. So, I mean, as you guys know, I mean, that matures you as you have your own kids. But, yeah, he's got, you know, a support network here in town. I texted him again last night that, you know, anything that he, you know, he's going to, you know, be a millionaire now when he signs that contract. But I still text him, you know, anything you need, man, we're always here for you. And he's a yes sir, no sir type of kid with our coaches still.
Yeah.
When we contact him. So, you know, it's awesome. You know, there's that comfort level for him being able to stay here. You know, that can also be a curse for some guys, as well. You know, there's some dangers for some guys. You know, you live in your hometown and you know everybody and there are more distractions, so forth. And hopefully I don't think that's going to be the case for him, but, certainly it allows, you know, his mom Linda is awesome and, it allows her to be, you know, more involved in his life to, and just have that support network here is, as you said, he's 20 years old. I don't know that he's ever actually lived on his own.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then it has been, it's neat to see him, you know, he came to us when he was 14 and was immature and just to see him grow and mature these past 6 years has been awesome.
You know, Chris Ballard, the GM over with the Colts, he got very irritated over the weekend that there were rumors about certain players and, you know, he kind of lost his mind in talking, which I thought was ironic because a lot of the leaks about certain players do come from teams and sometimes it's very strategic. We sure. were really surprised when we heard Albert Breer and Dane Brugler say that certain teams did not have, you know, Mike Hall on their charts, on their, you know, draftable players list at all. Do you have any reason to believe that that would be the case? That certain teams would say undraftable?
To me, more Anthony, I think that was a lot of scheme fit. You look at, I don't think most teams that contacted me, all teams that contacted me, I believe, were based out of a forefront. You know, you look at the NFL now, and I think less than a third of the teams are playing a forefront. And just his measurables, his profile, I don't know. He's not big enough to be a nose in a 3-4, and then he doesn't fit the height profile or length profile to be a defensive end in a 3-4. Even though he played, you know, in Jim Knowles' system down there at Ohio State, they used him in that role sometimes. But I don't think 3-4 teams really had them had him on their board. So I think that, you know, what he does is his fit is as, you know, an interior guy in a 4-3 system. So I think it was more that than anything. You know, as I said, I was just down at Ohio State again a couple weeks ago and talking about him with the coaches, and I never got any negative feedback necessarily from them.
I got to tell you, I kind of got defensive about him last week because I'm going, I have lived in town for going on 5 years now, and I've heard nothing but wonderful things from everybody in town. I couldn't believe any of it. For you, Is he your first NFL player, and how much does it mean for you as a coach in your career?
I've been fortunate. You know, I coached at Kenston for a long time, and that's where I still teach at. I'm sitting in my classroom right now. But at Kenston, we've had a couple kids make the NFL here as offensive linemen. Now I was an assistant coach then. As a head coach, this is my first NFL player, and yeah, it's awesome. You know, happy for the kid. It's a, you know, joke amongst our coaches when we knew, you know, Mike was pretty special when he came to us as a sophomore. And, you know, off the record at the time, I told some of the local newspaper reporters, like, this kid could play on Sundays. And but it was a joke amongst our coaches that, listen, don't screw him up. You know, our job was, you know, not screwing him up. and just, you know, supporting him and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's great for our program. You know, as I text, you know, I was getting all kinds of congratulatory texts on Friday night. I didn't do much. You know, he had God-given talent when he came to us. So, great for our program. Happy for the city. Hopefully it helps your numbers, Kenny, down there at the youth level.
Oh, please. Yes.
Hopefully a bunch of little kids now in Streetsboro want to be the next Mike Hall. And, so, yeah.
I'm already going to be bothering him. I'm going to already be bothering him during camp. I promise.
Got to get the camp going, right,
Coach? I thank you very much for the time again. Congratulations to you, the program, everybody in the school. It's a wonderful thing. Congratulations to him, and obviously I'll be talking to you again very soon.
All right, guys, appreciate you.
Yes, sir, Coach Pete Thompson from Streetsboro High School.
I love that.
Talking about
he goes, I just had to not screw it up. Well, he didn't screw it up.
One little look inside when we come back, and the extremely annoying reason. I really hate draft grades this year. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.